The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, another revelation from Emma Jones. But I eat Marmite straight from the jar using a tablespoon.
Wow. Amen, sister.
Nice. Really?
Tablespoon.
What? I'd maybe go teaspoon.
Yeah.
Do you have what beverage do you have on hand for that? You can't just
hot Bovril to wash it down. Just love the yeast.
couple of OXO cubes, and I want to do the news.
Just love the yeast.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Tuesday morning. Perfect time of the day to unfurl my own face.
Oh.
Here we are. Yeah. Look at that. What I didn't realise about the bin sticker is it's got a really nice, almost kind of retro rounded edge.
It's lovely, yeah, where it comes off the little
easy peeler
strip.
Yeah, but in every corner. It's kind of got a bit of a 60s thing to it.
It's nicely rounded, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we've got the frame.
Unlike the human being pictured within. And we've got a nice frame for that listener who won the 100th one.
Excellent.
But this is bin sticker 102, and it could be yours. And all you need to do is answer a question based on yesterday's show where Matt Dyson brought us the social ammunition. Listen carefully.
Every time she sets the camera up to film herself, this emu called will come into shot and then just stare at the camera and then start pecking at the phone. So it's like every single time, and she's wary of it. She's trying to do a normal TikTok about animals, and is always there. And
this was Rod Hull's shtick, wasn't it? This is his whole thing.
It's very Rod Hull and emu. But here she is in action. You can sort of hear what's
every time. Don't do it.
So, to stick it to the bin man 102, all you need to do is tell us, what was the name of the emu featured in Matt Dyson's social ammunition? Was it A, Emmanuel, or B, Emma? Was the emu named Emmanuel or Emma? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have a huge range of garden essentials like decking, fencing, trellis, plus lawn care, watering cans, and loads more. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Coming up to 6:45. Time for you to stick it to the bin man, and joining us on line one is Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hello, Andy. So you're off to Tyler Beauty Salon, Andy, and no one's going to stop you.
If it is, yeah, that's right.
What are they gone for?
A nice big 600 square porcelain grey tile.
Oh, 600 nice. Porcelain grey? Is that something popular at the moment as a professional tiler? Are you doing a lot of that kind of grey tiling?
Yeah, the grey's in colour at the minute.
Grey is the in colour at the minute. How do you feel about that, Andy?
It is, isn't it?
Okay, so we've learnt something, which is really good. We peeked into Andy's world, and we know that light grey tiles are the thing at the moment. So if you own a beauty salon or anything's getting tiled, that's where you need to go. Mm. So now we turn our attention to the bin situation. And Andy, you've got 5 bins.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a lot.
It's not messing around.
I can't think of five types of things to throw away.
One's just unused tiles, probably, isn't it? It gets through a lot of them.
The old colours, the fads from yesteryear. Yeah. So, Andy, break it down for us, because Glenn's right. What are the 5 bins? What do you put in each one?
We've got a black for general waste.
Yeah.
Mm. Green for garden.
Yeah.
Blue for cardboard.
Right.
And then it's brown for recycling, which is your cans and bottles, and I have to have 2 of those.
Wow. You've got 2 of those.
Slash his head. Remarkable.
Yeah, is everything right?
It's all Dolmio. Yeah. He just loves puppets. He's not got a drink problem. He's got a pasta problem, as Andy.
Yeah. I had Dolmio there somewhere.
So, Andy, where are you going to put my face?
The recycling.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Steve. So just tell us, doesn't seem that important now, does it, after the whole Tile 5 bin chat, but what was the name of the emu? Was it Emmanuel or Emma?
Emmanuel.
It was. Yeah. Well done, Andy. Good luck on the job today, mate. Thank you for tuning into the show. We will speak to you real soon, and there will be a chance for you to stick it to the bin man, as Andy's about to, tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
7:07 on your Tuesday morning. Matt Dyson, thank goodness you've come along with the social ammunition, because I am starting to waffle now.
Yes, OK.
Based on an amazing clip we're about to hear.
Yes, yes, true. So that's on the way shortly. First, though, the trending topics this morning, as you'd imagine, hashtag heatwave. Hashtag can't sleep as we head into day two of the heat dome that is enveloping the country.
Sky. Remember, though, it's just summer and it's what happens every year, as people keep telling me on Twitter. Yes. Yeah.
What, because you're doing it in the news?
Yeah.
You just got to report what's going on in the world, guys. Yeah.
You're not hyping it up.
You with your agenda.
Yeah, I know.
We gave you seven other news stories you could have done today, Emma.
Yeah. Okay, it's not 40 degrees. Fine. What do you want me to say?
Oh dear.
Well, Sky News, their coverage of it has gone to the next level. They've got a live shot of the sun.
Sun cam. You're not allowed to watch it for more than 2 seconds. That's the worst thing. Yeah.
It's one of the oldest lessons you learn. What else have they got? A car of, like, a clip of someone getting to a stranger's car?
Retrieving a frisbee from a pylon.
Climbing a pylon cam. Let's come there now live.
Yeah. So they've got a camera constantly on the sun. Oh, yeah, it's still shining. It looks pretty hot at the moment. And there's also a great image from yesterday of a reporter in a train station holding a massive thermometer. So they're really going to town on the heat wave. Elsewhere, another trending subject is hashtag peas. This is because someone put peas on a full English breakfast. I think this is possibly a deliberate attempt to rile the nation, really. I mean, there's a full English with...
It's absolutely fine.
It's okay. I mean, if they want to do it, fine. I don't really care.
It's already got vegetables on it, to be fair.
Well, yes.
Hash browns, potatoes, and it's got...
Yes, it's got...
Grilled
beans,
tomatoes. Mushrooms.
Beans.
Beans. And, and so they've added peas.
Yeah, I mean, peas instead of beans. Or as well as beans.
It'd be weird if they served them in a separate ramekin, you know, like in really pretentious places.
Because you need to do that with beans to stop everything else getting soggy, but not so much with peas. But, yeah, people are up in arms. They're fuming. I can't believe it. Peas on a full English. So, yeah, I almost think this guy...
First, all this weather chat in the news. Now peas.
What are you talking about the peas for?
In 1976, we had peas to cool down.
My old nan used to bath in peas.
Mushy peas. Yeah, she loved it. Yeah, Jordan Mead is the guy that first did it. I think he possibly did it just to go viral, and it's that easy.
But you'd have peas with the sausage and the...
Yeah. Well, it's like a halfway house between a dinner and a breakfast, really, isn't it?
But yeah. Brunch.
Let's move on, though, because there's a very good piece of observation from TikTok. A comedian called Ed Jones has done a trailer for a documentary about the 90s.
Now, this is what I was waffling about.
With all the clichés that you can imagine. So here, it's very well observed. Here it is for you.
You want to know about the 90s, yeah? Don't think there's much I can say about it on telly.
The 90s. A decade that lasted nearly 10 years.
Did we have a good time? you could say that. Notting Hill, Primrose Hill. We had more hills than we knew what to do with.
You were either Oasis or Blur. And if you didn't like either of them, you could be shocked.
So basically, we've all seen these documentaries.
Yeah.
And they're all the same.
It's great,
isn't it? It's the vibe that Ed's going for. He goes
for a page, free shoot. It would be about £1 billion. Her boo.
Look, we needed to sell papers. Does that mean I fed my daughter to a whale just for the headline? Of course it does.
When I woke up, it was 2004. Everyone was talking about semi-skimmed milk. When he got on that pitch, Shearer was an animal. Like, literally, he was a horse, but no one said anything.
Lager, 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 lager.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
the end of the 90s documentary there. I'll share the video. You can watch the full thing for yourself. You'll be talking about it later. I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So, the social ammunition desk has not told us the full story.
Ain't that just like Matty?
Well, indeed it is, yeah. Ain't that just like Matty?
What do you mean?
because the person is, it's not a full English breakfast. They've got gammon.
Look, he calls it a full English.
Yeah,
this is
it's
the problem.
Not. It's a nice looking dinner if you like that kind of thing. But peas and gammon, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, would you be happy with pineapple on it? Because there's gammon on it. So if you
I don't like pineapple. You know why are you bringing that up? You know how I feel about pineapple.
Gammon and pineapple.
I'm just surprised that ain't that just like Matty Jingle sounded disappointed in you. It changes tonally. It can either be like, what's he like? Or it can be, ain't that just like Matty?
It's weird, isn't it?
He's doing this to blag a load of free peas. You're right, it does. It does change. Anyway, we didn't know there was gammon involved.
Yeah, look,
I've had a go at Twitter about this now.
Slices of gammon. Just slices of gammon. It almost looks quite similar to bacon, but he called it a full English. If he'd have just said, I've had a lovely dinner, it wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Wouldn't have gone viral. Wouldn't be on the social ammo desk.
And that's what got the nation upset.
He's baited us all in, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah.
And you've fallen for it.
Yeah.
Isn't that just like Matty?
So he's disappointed. Right, it is time for bandograms. We have taken an artist or band, put them through the bandogram machines. Can you figure out who they were originally? And this morning, mixing up a little bit, we have the front person of a band that we play on Absolute Radio and Absolute Radio 70s.
Okay.
Can you tell me, and I've got three options for you here, they all come up with the same person. Old Eddie Horn.
Okay.
Odd Holy Nerd. Or Old Odd Henry. So there we go. That's your bandogram this morning. Old Eddie Horn, Odd Holy Nerd, or Old Odd Henry. All conjure the same person, but who? Now, if you can figure that out, then you will get a shout out. So I would like your answer, please. I would like your name, where you are, and what you're up to right now. The number is 81215. That's 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have a huge range of garden essentials like decking, fencing, trellis, plus lawn care, watering cans, and loads more. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
Old Eddie Horn. Who is Old Eddie Horn? If you put him through the bandogram machine, we know we play him on Absolute Radio, particularly in the month of December, and on Absolute Radio 70s, but who is Old Odd Henry? Who's Odd Holy Nerd? Who is this person? A little peek behind the curtain, as always, because Matt's not very good at this, bless him. I said, Matt, did you manage to get it? And he actually said to me, in all sincerity, he said, I got it when you said Slade. Well done to you.
When you started talking about what Slade hits we play on Absolute Radio, that was a bit of a giveaway.
Yeah, you got it then.
Even then, it took me a while to remember Noddy Holder's name.
Noddy Holder.
Maybe he means Dave Hill, the one with the weird fringe.
The bass and haircut. Yes, Noddy Holder is, of course, Old Odd Henry. Well done if you got it. Well done to Dazza, the chiller guy from Staffordshire. Sweaty Daryl, who's been grafting since 5 a.m. Mike, currently at work in this beautiful heat in the home of the pork pie, Melton Mowbray. Yes, Tom on a bus in Belfast on his way into work. Sean currently working in Lancashire installing gas mains out on the roads and melting in this heat with full fireproof overalls, hard hat and gloves. Vicky cooking pasta in Hartlebury. Kim and Dave driving to work in the heat to paint walls. Dave from War Boys getting mentally prepared to do battle for Springsteen tickets at 9. You can get yours from the Absolute Radio ticket store on Thursday morning, by the way. And Kinnock in Preston on his way to collect his newborn baby boy. And definitely not having peas for breakfast, adds Kinnock. Well done if you got Noddy Holder. That was today's bandogram.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Time once again for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. And joining us this morning is Clayton. Good morning, Clayton.
Hi, Dave and team. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. How are you today?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Excellent. OK, Clayton, who would you most like to get paired with on the random player generator?
It's got to be the Method Man, I think.
Got to be the Method Man, Glenn Moore. Well, let's give it a spin and see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore. Free choice. Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore.
It's a free choice for you, Clayton. You sticking with Glenn?
Yeah, got to.
Okay, all right, let's do it. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Clayton. I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Glenmore the same five words. All five matches, you're going to win £5,000.
And you might want to turn your radio down in the background.
Oh, yeah, Clayton, can you turn us off? I know you want to hear yourself on the wireless, but it means I get to hear myself and I hate the sound of my voice.
Yeah, no worries.
There you go, mate. Nicely done. Thank you so much. Well spotted, Matt. My goodness. Live tech-op in. I love that. OK, Clayton, your first word this morning is continental.
Breakfast.
Yeah, yes. With peas, please. No peas. Next up, you've got knock. K-N-O-C-K, knock.
Tough one. Down.
Knock down.
Down is good. Yeah. Yeah. Knock off. Off or down.
Knock, knock. I think.
Yeah.
S-U-G-A-R, sugar.
Milk.
Maximum.
Minimum.
Yeah, good.
And finally, H-A-L-F, half.
Full.
Good. Mm.
Clayton, nicely done. Mm. You can turn your radio up now. Glenn's going to be back in play next. Stay right there.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have loads of great offers across their garden range, including trusted brands like Einhell and Kärcher. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
The Method Man is back in the studio. Clayton is waiting. Because it is time to try and win Clayton £5,000.
Yes.
Just five little words in the way. Clayton, how are you feeling?
Yeah, a little bit nervous, but yeah, not too bad.
Okay. Well, let's get down to business, shall we? Glenn?
Yes.
Continental.
Breakfast.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done. K-N-O-C-K. Knock.
Knock.
Oh, yeah.
Who's there?
Oh, yeah. What was it? Knock on?
Knock down. Oh, a good answer.
No.
Sorry, Clayton, you've not won the money today. Let's go through the others, shall we? What have you got for sugar?
Free.
Milk. Maximum?
Minimum.
Yes, that's two out of five. To make it three, half. H-A-L-F.
Full.
Yes! Three out of five.
Hey, that's
not too bad, Clayton.
Record?
Yeah. Matt got three.
Joint record so far since the return for season 11 of Five Words, £5,000. As I say, Clayton, great having you on the show. Three out of five is okay, but it's not enough to win you the money. This, of course, means that you can have a go tomorrow morning. Call right now, 0330-123-1215, if you want to play. That's 0330-123-1215. And if you've got an Amazon smart speaker, you can get some practice in. Just ask it to open Five Words Game.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Hurtling towards 10 minutes past 8 on your Tuesday morning. As promised, time to remind you of the brand new Absolute Radio Premium. If you haven't heard, this is all of your favourite Absolute Radio stations, but without any ad breaks. Plus five. Yes, five brand new stations, including Andy Bush's Indie Disco 24/7, Absolute Radio Classic Country, Absolute Radio Acoustic. Haven't heard it for ages and through the decades. Now, each and every one of you gets a free 30-day trial. Then after that, you get everything I've just described for £3.99 per month. Just head to our website and click on Premium to find out more. So this is pretty much good news for everyone. Except, of course, Matt Dyson.
Yeah. Ain't that just like Matty?
Yeah,
found something to whinge about, didn't he? Unbelievable. So Matt's pretty cut up about the loss of adverts.
Mm, yeah. You know, the radio jingle, the classic radio jingle that gets inside your head, the sonic identity that you associate with brands, David. I mean, who could forget this one? You will know it straight away.
Autoglass repair, autoglass replace.
I'm Gavin from Autoglass. You think that chip's too small to bother about? Well, come with me and see what happens.
The chip is made of thousands of microgrids.
Gavin from Autoglass became a bit of a celebrity here because he did TV adverts as well as radio, he became a bit like Halifax Howard levels back in the day. And you can follow him he's at Gav Jenks on Twitter if you want to keep up with what he's up to there.
Wow.
But I mean, just an unbelievable 3-second clip of Autoglass Repair, Autoglass Replace. Let's just hear it one more time at the end of this ad.
So an Autoglass Repair is usually free. Don't wait until it's too late. Call us now or book online.
Autoglass Repair, Autoglass Replace.
Beautiful.
I'm not missing the ads yet, mate. I'm not going to lie.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's that famous quote, I came here to Autoglass Repair and Autoglass Replace, and I'm all out of Autoglass Repair.
Everyone, you don't miss things till they're gone, you see. Yeah, so now we're never going to get ad breaks. People will look back fondly. I want to start a West End show of just old jingles from the radio.
Each song is 8 seconds.
Yeah. We get have the most songs
come on,
in West End
Autoglass
history.
Trezor, mate. I mean, it just ends. That's the show.
Yeah, but I tell you what will be in the musical.
I hope they do Shake It Back after the interval.
The musical ad break coming to the West End soon. This is going to be one of the big numbers, possibly end of the first half, because never have laxative treatments sounded so fun.
Constipation relief has me dancing with glee.
Strutting myself for the whole gym to see.
Senacod Max, help me.
Look at Glenn's face.
Can you get those two accounts for me, love? It's how a
wonderfully
regular life could be.
It's so stressful. I'm filled with dread.
And then Glenn says that, then the curtain falls.
Yeah, you can see that huge fire curtain coming down.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, it's amazing. Great production values on that. I mean, I really appreciated the work there of the ad breaks that will no longer be with us soon.
For the rest of us, Absolute Radio Premium is amazing. Head to our website and click Premium to get your free trial.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
A couple little updates for you. Firstly, we've just found out that our glorious leader, the big boss man, follows Gaff from Autoglass on Twitter already.
Yeah.
Not because we brought him up, he's already following him.
Yeah, what if you went on Twitter and it turned out you were the only person he followed?
David Penny's got involved and he says, I worked for Autoglass and the amount of times people would shout, Oi, is your name Gavin? When I dropped. Oh, poor you. Okay. Now, as promised, we're going to have a classic game of Finish the Sentence. And today the sentence begins with, please don't judge me, but. Now, 8, 12, 15 is the number to get them into. And so far we have Rachel who says, please don't judge me, but I sat in the car for 20 minutes yesterday practising my fan noise. when we did that, only fans live on the show, Rachel was practising. I talked to a pigeon that comes into my garden, who I've named Porky. From Tracy, I'm not judging you, Tracy. I freaking love the smell of freshly laid tarmac to a point of concern, says Who Laura. Doesn't? I wish it was winter, says Jenny. I really like Coldplay. That's from Saul. Please don't judge me, but I think Halloween is better than Christmas, from Felicity.
Oh. What?
Oh, don't get Glenn started. Please don't judge me, but I own all of Supertramp's albums. Ooh. That's from James. I brush my teeth in the shower.
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Katie says, please don't judge me, but I eat Marmite straight from the jar using a tablespoon.
Wow. Amen, sister.
Really?
Tablespoon.
I'd maybe go teaspoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have what sense. Beverage do you have on hand for that? You
can't just hot Bovril to wash it down. Which love you.
Couple of OXO cubes and I'm off to do the news.
Just love the yeast.
That's
a great podcast.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. Come join in. Finish the sentence. Please don't judge me. But the number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have loads of great offers across their garden range, including trusted brands like Einherl and Kärcher. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
To judge or not to judge? That is the question. Phil the pharmacist says, please don't judge me, but I'm an affole. An AFOL, which is an adult fan of Lego. Are we going to judge Phil the pharmacist for that?
No.
Let that go. Fair enough. Please don't judge me, but not only do I talk to my cats, but I have full-blown arguments with them. I'm judging you a little bit. I'm judging you a little bit, I'm not going to lie. Please don't judge me, but I eat 3 peppers a day. My absolute favourite is a whole red pepper cut in half with a giant marshmallow stuffed inside.
So Aviva people, is this the person that the 3 peppers in a bag is for at the supermarket?
They always come in threes, don't
Red
they?
For dessert, yellow for start.
Basically, we're judging you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
8:37 on your Tuesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does an opportunity for you to get something off your chest in a safe space where there's a chance you could be judged, but at least you're starting with, please don't judge me. Like Tracy in Manchester, who says, please don't judge me, but I drink the vinegar from pickled onion jars. I'm not judging, I'm with Tracy on this one.
They put it in some cocktails, don't they? Like from,
do they?
From gherkin juice, pickle vinegar.
Oh, I know. Sipping on Mrs. Elswood's juices is one of the best things to do. Do you remember in lockdown?
You became obsessed with Elswood.
That was my thing from lockdown. Yeah. I just ate about 4,000 gherkins per day.
You took it really hard, didn't you?
I was hitting the jar pretty hard during lockdown. That was my embarrassing recycling bin when it would rattle. Are they bottles of wine or vodka? No, just loads of gherkin jars. Loads and loads of gherkin jars. So we've got this one as well, which has come in. Now, this is from Ant, the firefighter. Good morning, Ant. And he says, don't judge me. I fill my glass with water, then pour the cordial on top. Oh, sorry. That's the Bush and Richie are definitely going to be talking about this later alarm. Home time from 4, of course. I think the little squeezy bottles are a game changer.
That's why I'm with you.
Oh, that's because I've got the squidgy.
It feels like I'm poisoning a spy when I do that. It feels really weird.
Because I've started to squeeze more and more and more. I'm going through one of those a day.
It's quite concentrated though, isn't it?
It's extra strong, squash. It makes your teeth kind of tingle, doesn't it?
You've got to be careful with
it, don't you? Just take it easy on the cordial, guys. So, Matt, you stir yours.
If I was to go from the top with the squirty squash, I'd have to stir it, because otherwise it doesn't integrate as well as it does when you put the squash
in. But during the old bottle days, you put that in first, about a quarter inch.
Yeah, still do.
And then you'd add the cold water on top.
And always concentrated. You can get, like, quadruple strength orange squash now, which we use at home. And my daughter, Bess, last night was making a cocktail with Vimto, and then a little on top, pouring in a little splash of double concentrated orange. No, not cheeky.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Matt, just 2 squashes in one.
Matt told me this off air, and the reason I'm playing this music is he said, come on, we're not made of money.
My girlfriend is the opposite kind of squash. She has the weakest possible squash to the extent that it's like Sunday school squash.
Oh, no,
we have to put in like 1 drop to the extent it looks like someone accidentally poured a tiny bit of squash in some water. And went, try and get it out. Wait. I managed to get most of it out. There's your pint of water.
Oh, horrible.
So there you go, Ant. We're not judging you. We are not judging you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Wickes have a huge range of garden essentials like decking, fencing, trellis, plus lawn care, watering cans and loads more. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wickes.
One Breakfast Show, 9 different playlists coming up on Absolute Radio Noughties. Should you want some noughties in your life, we've got Supergrass pumping on your stereo. On 10s, we've got Stormzy. Why not download the free Absolute Radio app and dive on in? Mix it up a little bit for yourself. That's what I suggest. But right now, at 8:48, it is time for The Smash. Yes, it is back for another morning. It's, quite literally today, pun in the sun, as we bring together 2 worlds. The world of gardening and the world of music. Yes, it is gardens versus the playlist. 8-12-15 is the number. Come get involved. Make sure you include your name in your text so you can get the recognition that you deserve. TLC's No Shrubs.
Nice. Oh, very nice.
Good.
Meatloaf's Like a Bat Out of Einhell. We'll take brands as well. As I say, it's 8, 12, 15. Nice. Matt Dyson, what have you got in your brain today?
The American folk group Fleet Foxes Poo. Okay. There's always in the garden, and Patio Benatar, hit me with your best pot.
Right. Oh, double whammy. Excellent. Emma Jones.
I got Reiki Breaky Heart.
Oh, great.
Blue Spade Shoes. Should I stay or should I home?
Oh, very nice.
And finally, Glenn Moore.
I've got Sophie Trellis Baxter, Depeche Mode,
oh, yeah.
And Electric Blight Orchestra.
Oh! Ooh.
Blight!
Fun in the sun.
So it is gardens versus music. The number again, 8 to 12, 15. Here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time is 8:53 on your Tuesday morning. Coming up in 6 minutes' time, I'm going to launch the no-repeat guarantee. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is you're not going to hear the same song twice between 9 a.m. right through to the home time show with Bush and Richie at 5 p.m. Plus, Matt Dyson's going to name the daily podcast. You've got a lot to choose from today. Yes. I'm just giving you a little bit of warning.
A lot of contenders.
And, of course, well, we have gardens versus music. Keep them coming. It's Pun in the Sun at 8 to 12, 15. Now, team... is this any good? Because I don't know. Normally, I'm pretty good at gauging what's good and what's not, but Brad's gone for Duran Geranium. Is he on the money or is he way off the mark? I have no idea. Duran Geranium.
A nice ring
Brad,
to it, though.
Thanks for getting in touch. The Greenhouse Family from Stephen Hinckley. Supergrass nice. Cuttings from Simon in Royston. Heart of Grass from Ginny. Just a few of them. Nice. That's the kind of thing we're after. Keep them coming at 8, 12, 15. Plenty more coming up next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have loads of great offers across their garden range, including trusted brands like Einherl and Kärcher. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Tuesday morning, and today on the Daily Smash, we were bringing together anything to do with gardens and music. The number was 8, 12, 15, and as always, you have not disappointed. Steppenwolf, Lawn to be Wild from John, Rewiring Houses in Bristol. Well done, John. The Rockery Fella Skank from Stephen Redding. Savage Gardening from Hattie in Dorset. Nice. Bruce Sprinklerstein, Lawn in the USA.
Yes,
Ian in Chatham. Pretty Flymo for a White Guy, yes. Graham in Rugby, Topsoil Loader, Steve, Amy and Martin in Fleet, Chelsea Dagger Flower Show by the Fratellis from Perry Eden, Barbecue to U2 with The Hedge on guitar, Kev on his way to the garage, and Electric Light Orchestrimmer from Tony in Liverpool. Well done, everybody. Matt Dyson, the socials, please.
Privet Dancer, says Simon Stewart. Flymo to the Moon from Nirmal.
Very good.
Don't push me because I'm close to the hedge, says Brenda. Rhododendron to Nowhere by Talking Sheds. Lovely work from Jason with a double there. Gazeboni M, says Adrian. And Al has gone for Aphidy Scent.
Excellent work. As I say, well done, one and all. The Smash will return to The Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time to say thanks for listening and goodbye for Tuesday, the 19th of July edition of The Breakfast Show. Now, Matt, you have a complicated task ahead because there are 4 million podcast names.
I've just read through them.
I've been ringing and dinging like the clappers this morning. So here we go. Here for your delectation, it's Dolmio Day somewhere. A bin of your tiles of yesteryear. Ooh. My old nan used to bath in peas.
That's a strong contender.
We didn't know there was gammon involved. Ain't that just like Matty? I came here to auto glass repair and auto glass replace, and I'm all out of auto glass repair.
It's a long one.
I just love yeast. A couple of OXO cubes, and I'm off to do the news. And finally, sipping on Mrs. Elswood's juices.
Oh, wow. I mean, I can narrow it down to three. The return of Elswood is good. Emma Jones saying she just loves yeast is up there as well. And my old nan used to bath in peas. And I think the pea bath is the most topical, really.
You're going for it?
The heat wave, yeah.
Okay. So the name of the podcast today is My Old Nan Used to Bath in Peas. Get it wherever you get your pods from. So coming up next, the news on how we can make you a winner. Today's prize fund is £122,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, keep yourself hydrated, check on those out there who are older or more vulnerable than yourself. That would be a nice thing to do. As I say, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Arrivederci.